Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new show. I am Molly McCord, and this is Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This show is sponsored by Audible, and you can download a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/Molly McCord. Today, we're going to talk about conscious transitions and conscious self-love. And we're specifically going to look at the energies of Robin Williams and his gifts, his soul gifts, and the bigger picture of transitions, of where we go individually when transitions occur. And so I want to give you a fresh perspective. I want to give you some healing insights and ways to be able to really love yourself and how big changes affect your heart. Also, the spiritual perspectives. And you know, there isn't just one. There are multiple spiritual perspectives with death, grief, passings. And that's part of our opportunities, if you will, with these transitions, is that you get to choose what is best for you and what fits for you. So this is a big show, an important show, and ultimately very healing. Please feel free to share this on social media. Please follow this program. You can follow along on Blog Talk Radio or even listen on iTunes. And I, as always, appreciate your presence here today. A quick few announcements before we dive into this topic. You can download a free 44-page guidebook from my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. The book is called Guided by Your Light, Ridiculously Loving and Celebrating Yourself. And this is a book that I am just giving you. I decided not to sell it, not to put it on Amazon. I just want people to have this information. It's 9 chapters of ways to love your energy and how to establish better boundaries, how to be stronger in what you need, and a lot of different ways to be spiritual in our real world and to practice spiritual self-care. So click on over to ConsciousCoolChic.com and get your copy of that, because I think it can be a well-received gift right now. Also, I want to let you know that spiritualityuniversity.com has launched and it's doing exceptionally well. We have students enrolling in the very first course. It is taught by Irma K. Sawyer and it's called Empath Empowerment Mastery Course. This course is for empaths and highly sensitive people who are looking for greater support in the world. Irma has a phenomenal program for you. It's 5 modules. And if you go to spiritualityuniversity.com, you can click on the description of the course and you can see everything that is included. The program is on sale for the month of August, so be sure and get the deal while you can, while it's available. And know that we have more classes that are coming out this month. In fact, I'm going to be releasing an astrology course. It's called Mastering Your Astrology Chart. And I'm going to guide you through your chart. And you will put together the pieces of your energy that you need to know about. I think of how being an astrologer is being a messenger and a translator. But you should know this information too, because it's your energy. It's yours. And so you should know it. And astrology is a great tool for understanding your energy more. And then one more update. Last week's show, I talked to you about the legal actions I am preparing to take for people that are unfortunately making low integrity decisions to essentially commit copyright infringement. What would you say? They're breaking copyright laws by taking, quote unquote, information that isn't theirs. And it's been really fascinating to watch how this has unfolded, because people are understanding that, you know, there's so many choices we can make in our lives, and when you make the high integrity choices, the energy follows. When you make the low integrity choices, energy follows. And so we're being gifted with opportunities to make higher integrity choices right now. And I explained it in last week's show, the situation, and that, you know, I have to have very strong boundaries and respect about the work I share with you. And I'm not going to have that be any way diminished or downplayed, because you deserve the best, and you deserve to know that everything that is shared with you comes from a high integrity place, and it stays there, and it stays there with boundaries. So those individuals who are committing the copyright infringement, it's a tough lesson for them, but it's also a gift, because you have the opportunity now to make better choices. And actually, one of these individuals, she has a habit of this, unfortunately, and so the intention behind it is for her to go into her own energy and to love herself more and to know her unique gifts more and to not be taking from other people's work and claiming it as her own, because she's just denying her own gifts. And think about how the world is a better place when we all share our gifts from the heart. So that is proceeding along. It's a very strong, very well supported actions, and a lot of integrity behind it. And that's what is called for right now. That's absolutely what is called for. And I'm very, very proud to be a part of this energy. So now we're going to take a look at, energy is shifting as I say this. We're really going to look into some of the beautiful global experiences and energies that are happening as a result of Robin Williams passing. And I feel it. I feel the energy changing immediately. For those of you who have been following the show for a while, I've been doing this show for over 2 years now, and I did a show about Whitney Houston passing 2 years ago. Very popular show, very powerful. Her energy was incredible. I can still feel it. I can still feel her energy as just as vibrant. White light, yellow light, pink light. It's like a color not even on our color spectrum that is just gorgeous. And that energy came to me. I am not a medium. I do not consider myself someone who connects with other humans as a medium. I do get visitations. I do connect with many energies. I've connected with energies up into the 12th dimension. And it's always interesting to see and feel what comes through, because we all have these capabilities. You have the capability to connect with multiple types of energies. It does require purification, meditation, raising your vibration, and that is all stuff we practice. And so what I'm getting at is that when we are doing our work, and when we are practicing working with energy and the clearings and the meditations, we raise our vibration. And when you do that, you can see the other side of the veil. And it's amazing. And I'm getting teary-eyed right now, because it is only love and only light. There's no duality. There's no polarity. There's no need for ego or fear or separation. It's just a whole different experience. And so when individuals pass, when they choose to pass, and every soul chooses, even if a soul is in an accident, that's a soul choice to leave. When a suicide happens, that is a soul choice. When any kind of death is a soul choice. And so this transition that occurs from the human body back into the original source of energy is phenomenal. And, you know, I was thinking before the show started, what an amazing time we live in that we can get this. Meaning, there have been times in humanity's growth and evolution when none of this could have been understood. But we live in a time that we get to understand this. We have resources and guides and people and information who help us understand the other side of the veil. And that veil is really thin. Because as human consciousness grows on the planet and it shifts and it expands, the veil becomes much, much, much thinner for those who are committed to that energy work and those understandings. It doesn't become thinner for everyone, but it becomes thinner. The veil becomes thinner for those of us who have an interest and who make the choice in understanding energy and our experiences from that higher perspective. So the veil is thinner than it's ever been, and more accessible to more people, which is also a shift, because it used to be that there was just a few people who had access to the other side of the veil. Not so. Not so. And that is one of the most amazing shifts as well, is that it's open to all of us. So when a soul chooses this passing, there are the human reasons and there are the spiritual reasons. And one of the spiritual reasons, the soul gifts, that Robin Williams could pass at this time was because of the impact and because of how humanity needed the gifts of his wisdom, his energy. He was and still is a high vibrating source of energy. And not every celebrity is that way. Not every comedy expert, comedian, gosh, I missed the word. Not every comedian is high vibrating. Not every, you know, not every person is high vibrating. But his energy was very different. And it's also why this planet was hard for him at times. Because his energy had a lot of emotional intensity that didn't always have an outlet. It spiraled in on itself, and that was one of his soul lessons, was to be able to flow, which is why he was so amazing at improv. Because doing improv, Robin Williams was in his flow. He had a flow. And with all, and his energy, I feel it is a flow. It needed a release. It needed to go out. And, you know, it's fascinating because there are the themes of the flow show up. It's like he mentioned that needing that escape or needing to go to other lands. And it was like he just needed to always have some type of movement. But unfortunately, it wasn't always the healthy choices, because that was his human self challenging his spiritual self. And the back and forth created that inner discomfort, that inner instability, because that is essentially the ego and the spiritual self trying to figure each other out. And I believe that is such a common human experience. Your ego and your spirit and your ego, the messages from your higher self and the messages from your brain. You know, we all have that, and we all have different ranges of that. We all experience it differently on our own personal continuum. And, you know, there is, if you were to look at the mass media at this time, there could be many stigmas with depression, mental illness, emotional illnesses, et cetera, et cetera. I believe those are connected to the energies of it, but that's not the full 100% understanding. This planet is hard for some people. It's harder than others. For others, it's just, and it can't be summarized and tied up into one statement for everyone. But I believe that what we have the ability to understand is how we are responsible for our own energies and our own choices at all times. And at this time, we have the ability to elevate our perspectives to a higher place, to reinforce our love for ourselves. And that is work that only you can do for yourself. And that is a recipe you create for yourself. That is the work. That is your work. And I believe and feel so strongly that that when someone dies unexpectedly, especially through a suicide, that there are many different spiritual philosophies around that. You know, almost like, oh, ding, ding, ding. You know, they're going to be dinged for that. It's going to be a karmic energies are going to come around, or it was a lower level choice, or, you know, there's lots of judgments around it. And I don't choose that. It's a choice. It's a choice. And for whatever reasons, for whatever places, whatever heaviness, whatever darkness a person is moving through, they are a sovereign individual, they are powerful, they are light, and they have the divine connection to God at all times. And sometimes it can reach that point where you think, I want to go home. And I feel so strongly that, you know, I've been calling him Sir Robin, but Sir Robin, you know, he's great right now. He is light and happy and free and open and just feeling that the choice to leave was something that he'd been struggling with for a really long time. And I hear him saying, I'm not going to get it this time. Meaning, like, at a soul level, he felt like he wasn't going to be able to change enough things fundamentally in his life. And there was that a heavy despair, definitely a darkness. But it was his own, you know, that this is where each of us has our own journey that we're responsible for. And the choice he made was really for himself and less for family, less for children, less for his peers and colleagues. I feel a lightness with him. I feel a joy with him. I feel a peace that he wasn't going to have on this planet. And for that, it's beautiful. And yet it's interesting because that is the other side of the veil. That is the other side. And so here you and I are on this side, in our human bodies. And one of the reasons why someone like Robin Williams passing triggers so many people is because his energy was high vibrating. He impacted and influenced millions. And he held the vibration of laughter and light. And that's what he brought forward and brought out. And it's almost like, it's funny, I'm seeing a visual of him on a stage and similar to the sun shining its light. It sends out beams, I would say infrared beams that you can't see, but you just feel. And so he sent out these beams of light, of warmth, of laughter, of anticipation, of joy. And so he sent out this energy that people held of him, for him, but also of themselves. Because when you are sending that vibration out, others pick up on it and they connect with it within themselves. And they connect with the laughter and the light and the joy that they believe originates from the comedian, but it's actually just dormant within them. Because you are the source of that laughter and that light and that joy, and they activate it. They trigger it. They say, I'm going to bring this out in you because I know it's in you. And so we think that we have lost that light or that laughter, or that joy that person triggered when they leave. But we haven't. You haven't. It's still there. And it will always be there. And so he gifted us with that ability to laugh in those ways, to smile, to find joy, and to find pleasure in our lives, in our daily lives. And I feel so strongly that when someone passes, we think that a part of ourselves passed with them. But that's not true. You, all of you stays with you as long as you remember to call it back, to keep it in you, to reinforce the light. And to connect to the bigger energies that are all around us. When a celebrity passes, when someone that we all know, recognize, adore, leaves us. For those of us on a spiritual path, we know that they're never really gone, that their energy is still present and available. It's just on the other side of the veil. It's available in the now. But our human selves sense a change. And we sense that physical void of the space that person held in their physical self. And it's interesting how the unexpected loss or unexpected developments of loss can trigger more within us. And this is different for each person. It's unique for you. It's not just unique for you in this lifetime. It's unique for you based on your soul contracts, your soul agreements, your soul lessons, your life themes, your karmic lessons, and on it goes. See, it's unique for each person in such a specific way. I can tell you that when I heard of Sir Robin's passing, I cried. Just cried and cried, and no reason, I mean, no mental understanding. I didn't know him. He wasn't a friend. He wasn't, you know, someone that I had ever connected with in a personal way. And the sadness I felt was really surprising, because I was trying to mentally understand it or be able to label it in some way. And I have trained myself enough to say, nope, don't think about it. Just let it flow. Just let it be what it is. And that's how I learned to move through whatever I feel or whatever comes up. I feel that his energy had such a strong vibration that it was like losing one of your own, was the feeling I had. I'm feeling it again, because I feel sadness that he was so hard on himself. I felt sadness that he was in that dark place. I felt that compassionate connection to someone who is going through something really intensely, and they feel all alone. And as an empath, which I am, I can go into that space with them, and it provides so much more understanding. But it also requires great courage. And so loving yourself for your process, for your emotional process, is so important. Do not keep it bottled in. Do not keep it bottled up. Do not deny it, because that is how energy collects and accumulates in the body and creates disease, also known as dis-ease. And that energy remains within you. It's like it gets stuck. And you want to let it out in whatever way works for you, whether that's writing, talking, crying, working out, whatever it is for you, whatever authentic expression it is for you. And I don't just mean about Robin Williams. I mean about everything in your life. And I believe this is one of the soul gifts that is coming to our awareness, which is that loving yourself is continual and requires that blend of courage, honesty, authenticity, and 100% self-acceptance of who you are. And owning that and saying, this is who I am, this is how I feel, this is what I'm going through, this is what is triggered in me, this is what is coming up. When you own that in yourself, you're strengthening your vibration. You're strengthening your energy and your gifts. And, you know, it doesn't have to be public. It doesn't have to be something you ever share with someone. You don't have to tell your wife or your husband or your kids or your best friend. You keep it to you if that feels best, and you honor it in you, and that's all. That's all you have to do. You know, grieving is not something that people always want to talk about or always share, and that's fine, because, again, we need our private space, our sacred space. But when you're in that sacred space, allow your heart to open and try to silence the mind and the ego. Because both of those parts of you, the mind and the ego, will want to organize or justify or judge or do something that they perceive as useful but are really shutting down your heart. Someone who can unite the world, such as Robin Williams is doing, is very rare. And it tells us that there is a divine timing as well, because it brings us back to looking at what is important. What is important in your life? We don't have forever, my friend. We don't have all this year and all next year and the next 10 years, to waste. What is important to you in your life? What matters? What really matters in your experience? What makes your day happier? Where are you using your energy and to make yourself happy? Even if it's 10 minutes a day, are you doing that? What are you committing to that raises your energy and gets you excited about yourself and your life? I think it's really easy to get on the hamster wheel of life and you just go and you go and you work and you have your weekends and you eat your lunch and you go on a vacation and you just kind of, you're in this loop. But if you get off that hamster wheel, you get off it and say, what do I really want right now? What is important to me in my life? What is the next dream I want to create? When you look at your life from that perspective, you start to love your life more and everything you can do. Maybe you're afraid to make a job change. Most people are. Most people are. But look into it anyway. Research. Ask people in that profession. Look into ways you can take a step in that direction. Do it anyways, because you don't have all the time in the world, and you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to live your dreams. Now, I feel that it's important to really feel this in your body, to not just hear it and say, yeah, I know, to feel it in your body and to understand your power in creating the life you want. When I think about what's important, I can come up with five things. What are your top five things in your life that are important to you? And what's next? Now, I think it's also important, getting back to the topic of grieving, is to know what you need and what is useful for you. There have been other celebrity passings that have not affected me personally, where I haven't shed a tear, but I have felt, I've said a prayer and blessings for them and their family and their loved ones, but it wasn't emotional, the passing. It was much more from a detached energy, if you will. And then there are some, such as Sir Robin, that feel more emotional to me. And I believe we have that spectrum and that scale, the continuum, based on the different energy vibrations we connect with. And every person will vibrate differently. And I do feel it's important to avoid judgments around that or to make any type of assessments around where somebody is spiritually or what they understand or any type of elitist statements. Just because you feel emotional or you're grieving doesn't mean you're less spiritual. And I say this because I've had a personal experience with this. I knew a teacher, a spiritual teacher a few years ago, who basically discredited emotional experiences and said, well, that's very 3D, that's very third dimensional, that's heavier density, and looked down on them, on people feeling emotional. Because, one, that was her choice to have that perspective. But I think it was this attempt at being spiritually superior and wanting to be above the fray, if you will. But it came across as, I don't know how to describe it. It just seemed so disingenuous because we are human and we will have emotions and we will have feelings. And that's one of the amazing things about being a human. We get to experience joy. We get to have incredible experiences of all kinds. And sometimes that means the tough, messy, ugly cries. But that passes. And all that matters is that you are authentic. And so this is where I invite you to keep your heart open to yourself and whatever you are feeling right now. Keep your heart open to you. And as you do that, you again reinforce your energy, reinforce your vibration, and you love yourself more. You accept yourself more. You say, this is who I am, and this is what I'm experiencing right now. End of story. Done. Nothing to justify. Nothing to explain. That is, it's who you are in the moment, and that's what matters. So that is really the biggest part of our spiritual journey, is being able to flow and go with experiences as they arrive, with our feelings as they come up. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't always that way. Nope, nope, nope. I was the woman who said, I never cry. Oh, yeah, I was definitely her. And I was never going to honor someone else's tears because I saw it as weak. And I look back on that version of myself and I just was shut down to my divine feminine gifts. And I was so in my head and I was so judgy. And I'm not that way anymore because I've just opened up to more of myself and love all of it. You know, when we love all aspects of ourselves, we open up to more of our divine aspects. So I want to support that for you, whatever it is for you, and to validate it and to acknowledge it, that, you know, maybe it isn't so much Sir Robin's passing, but it's maybe somebody in your family or a friend, or, you know, someone else that you've had to say goodbye to. And it's remembering that when you love yourself and honor yourself for everything that you are, you only rise higher in your vibration and in your light. Now, when we talk about the passing of a celebrity, there are the investigations and the reports and the interviews and all that stuff. And that requires discernment to know how much of that you want to focus on or connect with, and how much of that is best for you, because, you know, on the other side of the veil, that amazing energy of a person is doing so much better than we can imagine or understand. And they don't care. So let's send our love and light to family, friends, loved ones of the person, of any person who's deceased. And, you know, I know I'm focusing mostly on Robin Williams, but I want to recognize that Lauren Bacall just passed, and she was a dynamite influence. I mean, she's a legend. And so sending love and light to her and her family, her colleagues. And this is important because the love you send out also comes back to you when you need it. And we all will be experiencing transitions and loss in our human lives. It just comes with the territory. It's part of the deal we signed up for. We say goodbye. And the more we can care for each other and support one another energetically, the more love we create on the planet, the more light, the more compassion, support, and understanding. So please know that when you consciously work with energies during these tougher times or these transitional times, it matters. It makes a difference. And it's really important. It's really important because it assists everyone on the planet in some way. And on that note, I want to tell you that I'm very grateful that you're listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for connecting with me, whether it's just through this program or you're on my email list or social media. I know that many of you, we work together with your astrology chart and through marketing. And I'm grateful for you, even if you and I don't have a personal connection. Something kind of cool happens as I do these shows. I get flashes of people who are listening. And I'm being directed to tell you that I see you. And it's really a gift that we can share this journey together, because it's a very, very special time to be here and to be doing this work and to know that we're doing it together and that we are helping each other. Helping each other. I am feeling that the show is complete. Thank you for listening. Next week, I'm going to talk about something that I think is really important. It's all about energies that are mirrored back to you in your life. Because we've all heard how you attract the energy you have inside. Like vibration attracts like vibration, of course. But then things happen in our lives that are low vibrating or awkward or terrible. And you think, do I have that energy too? Is there a part of me that I haven't noticed that is connecting to that energy? I have a different opinion about this. So I'm going to share with you what I've learned, what I've observed, and we're going to look at how not all energies are a mirror of you. And I know that some spiritual people think it is, and there's spiritual teachers and philosophies that say it is. Well, I have a different perspective, so I'm going to offer it to you, and that will be next week's program. So thank you for being here, my friend. I wish you a beautiful day ahead, a beautiful week ahead, and we will connect very soon. You can listen to any of these episodes on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. And in the meantime, I wish you the very best. All love, all light. Namaste.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
It's gonna feel real good. Some more.
Change.